This is Breakfast on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning brought to you with the kind compliments of a Golden Feather Spa out in Vangate Mall. Call 021-633-7484. Remember, of course, to SMS as many times as you want. Golden Feather Spa and your name. You send it through to 47913. That gets you into the draw for free breakfast, lunch or supper with the kind compliments of Golden Feather Spa. Now, in the final stretch of the show, and usually this time of the week, we bring you our consumer focus segment. Now, you know me, that I love doing things for the community. It means so much to me. And I thought, you know what, we are in the final stretch. We want to do something, you know, nice for you as well, and to share advice with you. And if you're one of the lucky ones, you'd have probably received your annual bonus this time around. But to some, bonus or not, January has become January. Yeah, we've heard it. But what and where did we go wrong? Well, I figured I'm going to bring somebody that also loves the community as well, consumer activist Mushfika Buerta, to unpack some of the common mistakes and also to share some advice as to how we can do better. Mushfika, as always, shukran so much for chatting to us.
Afwan, shukran for having me. Really appreciate the platform.
Mushfika, let's kick it off quickly. You know, it was December. We're going to get bonuses, 13th checks, there's everything else that goes with it. You know, people say keep the change when they go to the shops and everything else that goes with it. But what was the common mistake that most people do, you know, when receiving that extra cash flow as the end of December?
Well, something that I have to just say up front is that when I speak on this issue, as much as I speak with lots of love and affection for my community, I actually speak as Head of Research and Consumer Education for National Debt Advisors. So it doesn't come from a place of, you know, summa netswa. It comes from research. It comes from facts. It comes from statistics. It comes from watching trends. It comes from analyzing trends. And something that we find each and every single year at NDA, when we do our post analysis on December, it's the fact that nobody in December can get to grips with the fact that when they are paid early in December, to not touch that money until the end of December, to look at it as a December salary. Because come 1st January, that salary that you got paid early, that bonus that you were lucky enough to get paid, that then needs to last you until the 125th of January. So people tend to have the mindset. And yes, I do know, you've mentioned before that you and I are both pretty close to the community. And we do know how difficult it is in our communities. And I really do understand people's need and mindset when people say, you know what, I've worked hard, my family has sacrificed, I'm going to splurge, I'm going to give us a little bit of joy, and I'm going to take this early December salary, I'm going to take this December bonus, and I'm going to go out there and splurge, spend a little bit on a holiday, go out a little bit more, spend a little bit on gifts. I get that. But all within moderation, and Gulam, all with a plan. The fact of the matter is that Capetonians and South Africans do not know the importance of a financial plan. They do not acknowledge the importance of a budget. And most importantly, we aren't being honest when we even draw up a budget. And that is always going to hinder our financial planning. Mm-hmm. When we draw up a budget, we say in our heads, we look and we say, oh, okay, this is the money that's come in. And, oh, again, now here's how much is going out. Oh, so much for rent, so much for this, so much for that. Oh, we've got so much left. Let's go and spend it all. We can't just spend it all if our budget is not being properly drawn up. Some things we don't do in our budget, Gulam, is we don't budget for things like bank charges. We don't budget for things like insurance premiums on all our accounts. We don't budget for those sort of things. With the result, I get people coming into NDA saying to me, well, here it is. You told me to budget. You told me how to do this. And I did. But I still don't have money left to go to work at the end of the month. Mm. And so firstly, I would say that the importance of a budget and the importance of being honest in a budget is cannot be overstated. If you can imagine, Gulam, what the use of your budget would be if when you get to something like entertainment in your budget as an expenditure line item, and you put there 200 rand, when you know for a fact that in the month of December, you are going to be spending a minimum of 1,000 rand to be taking your family out. So whose fault is that? The budget's fault that it is reflecting 200 rand? Or your fault that you're not being honest in acknowledging what your spending is? So that to me, I would say, is very important, is the fact that we are not taking into account that our early salaries and our bonuses need to be seen from the 1st of January right up until the end of January. Also, I think that if there's one thing that I could say year in and year out, is that we should stop trying to impress the Joneses. We should not be trying to keep up with the Joneses. Because chances are...
That sounds like a big problem as it is already, Mushrika.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the chances are, Gulam, is that the Joneses have been experiencing some pretty hard times too. Debt and a bad financial situation is just not something that we freely talk about. There's so much guilt and shame associated to a bad financial situation that you and I know that we will go to events and functions across the length and breadth of the Western Cape and the Cape Flats, and people will chat about anything, and they'll tell you about the problems that they're having with their children who are in rehab. They'll tell you about the problems that they're having with in-laws. They'll tell you about, but we will not say, you know what, I've missed two repayments on my vehicle. You know what? I received a summons. I have no idea what to do. And because we don't talk about it, because it is still such a taboo topic, we can't find solutions, and we can't find, we're not open, and we don't know what our options are. And therefore, I'm so grateful to radio stations and community radio stations like this in particular that give us the platform to equip financially and to equip with important facts, and so that people can just be steered in the right direction.
Right, Mushrika, it does sound like a lifestyle. You know, when it comes to your saving and stuff, it's not just something that you can go in cold and say, okay, from this month I'm going to start. And you've touched on this. You know, it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely. And also something, again, just getting back to when you were saying, if you've got a little bit extra from the bonus and you've got a little bit extra from your salary that you've been paid, I think something that you should be doing is approaching either your monthly creditors or those who you would be paying on a monthly basis and asking for a discount. Example, if you pay 500 rand school fees per month over 11 months, that would be 5,500 rand for the year. Right. Approach the school and ask them for a reduced once-off payment at the start of the year. Not only do you then pay your school fees in full, but you'll also be saving money because you'll be freeing up money on a monthly basis. Mm. So if you pay for that school, your school fees upfront, you've actually then got that 500 rand per month in your kitty. You've actually have it as disposable income.
Of which you can use on something else again.
Of which you can use on something else again, like necessities. You know what? So also, when you've got that little bit of extra, try to completely pay off at least one debt in totality. Again, besides, you know, one debt being off, it makes you feel really good that you've accomplished something. You've done something. You've taken this money and you've paid a debt in full. Again, it frees up some money. Now, a lot of people, and very rightfully, people say to me, I talk to people and I say to them, you know what, we have to start saving. And rightfully so. I get people in my doors, at NDA, coming to me saying, Shika, we don't have money for necessities. Where are we supposed to get money to save? And that is the reality to the situation, is that Gulam, we're looking at overall state of over indebtedness is looking at about over 10 million consumers who are struggling with their debt.
Wow.
Those 10 million who have impaired, over 10 million that have impaired credit records, which means that they've missed some payments, and they now, they're struggling. And of those people who are struggling, 65% of their income after tax, of their net income, goes towards monthly repayments, which means we're sitting in a society where many people only have 30% of their salary to live on. And that is problematic. But then, if you look at it in the bigger picture, Gulam, how much debt, consumer debt, do you think we have in South Africa? I think we've discussed it before, so maybe it's a little bit unfair. You're not going to sound surprised when you answer. How much consumer debt do you think we have?
I've got no idea. Maybe in the billions? I don't know.
1.47 trillion.
Wow. Okay.
So that is an indication that there's a problem.
Definitely.
That is an indication that there's a problem. Things are not out. Our consumer debt is not on the decline. What is sad is that our financial literacy is not necessarily on the increase either. So again, consumers are spending and spending and becoming more and more over indebted. But it really, there's nothing that says to them, hey, hold it. Have you discovered this as an option? Have you discovered, you know, do you know about that as an option? So when people say to me, getting back to that point, when people say to me, Moshika, we don't have money for necessities. What? We can't physically take money and save it. And Gulam, I think there again, it's mindset. It's a mindset that we're
absolutely
working with. Because I'm very well aware that very few people can physically put money away under the mattress or into the savings account, especially in January. But we do have some savings just for January that can lighten your financial load. You know, whether you're renting or you're paying a bond, lowering your electricity consumption will always, always save you money. If you switch off your geyser, by leaving your geyser on for the entire day can add 30 to 40% to your monthly electricity bill. If you put a timer on your geyser or you physically switch it off in the morning and you put it back on in the evening. People say, well, you know what? What's it going to save me? 10 rand. Yes, 10 rand a day. The saving in January will be 300 rand. Mm. And over the course of the year, that adds up to 3,600 rand. Mm. That is a huge saving. The very same thing with changing your mindset about your consumption. Change light bulbs to energy-saving bulbs. Low-energy bulbs use up to 80% less electricity than standard bulbs, and they last 10 times longer. Simple things, Gulam. So like,
little things like that.
Little things. But if you look at those sort of, if you look at the savings that you're getting, buying generic and store-branded products from food to pharmaceuticals, you know, if you really say getting a saving of 300 Rand per month on electricity and you're saving an extra 200 Rand a month on your switching from a name brand to a generic brand and you're saving 10 Rand a day by not buying that cool drink.
Right.
Not buying that cool drink at work, which we've become so accustomed to. It's so such a part of our lifestyle. We know that, you know, sometime during the day we're going to get hungry and we're going to get thirsty and we go to the canteen or we go to the shop and we go and buy a can of cool drink. You take that for the month. That's another 200 Rand. So if you add 200 here, 200 there, 300 there, 100 there, you've got 1,000 Rand.
Yeah.
But we have to start, we have to make the effort. We have to make our way of thinking about money a priority. Mm. And we have to make thinking about money a priority. We can't go into that whole, you know, denial phase. Mm. Denial is the sort of fear.
Mm.
It's a river in Egypt.
Yeah.
That's what denial is.
I'm going to have to leave it. It's been wonderful, as always, chatting to you. I'm listening to you and I'm thinking we need so much more time to look at more examples, more practical examples as to how we can save. But I'm going to have to leave it. It's been wonderful, as always, chatting to you. Shukran so much for your time.
Afwan.
I appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that's the voice of community and consumer activist Moshika Botha, somebody that carries the community very, very close to her heart. You know, just looking at some of the common mistakes that one makes when you get that extra cash flow, you know, in December as well. So, yeah, I'm guilty as well, but You know how it goes. It's been wonderful being in your company. Shukran so, so much. Remember, you've got until 9 o'clock to SMS Golden Feather Spur and your name to 47913. Gets you into the door for free breakfast, lunch or supper. Technical production, news and everybody else, thank you so much for your time. To you, the listener, thank you for listening, of course. And you know, you are my favorite part of the show. We'll do this again tomorrow, inshallah. The Jews of the Day scheduled after the 9 o'clock news. Until then, have a lekker day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.